In my with the service, I was speaking in Mandarin to give the message.
今天牧师讲道会用国语来讲道。
So I asked Marlin to translate for me.
马林等一下会用英文来翻译。
It's now. Thank you. 母亲节快乐。
Happy Mother's Day.
换班了哈。
Change shift.
你们母亲们都好吗？
How are you, mothers?
昨天晚上有没有睡好啊？
Did you sleep well last night?
你们的儿女们有没有表达什么心意啊？
Did your children express their love to you?
都没有听到回应啊。
I didn't hear any response.
有哈，感谢主，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
你们这些做儿女的有没有打电话给妈妈？
Children, did you call your mom?
大使命的灵粮堂的儿女都要很孝顺的，要打电话给爸爸妈妈啊，给妈妈。
So the children, the Great Commission Church has to be very good, children to honor their mothers.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神爱我们。
God loves us.
他给我们每一个人有母亲。
He gave each one of us a mother.
能够把神的爱表达出来。
And can reveal His love to us through the mom.
有人说，人类间的爱最能表达神的爱的，就是母亲的爱。
The human love that can express God's love the most is mother's love.
因为神造母亲的时候，神造女人的时候，给他们有一个本能，就是非常爱他们的儿女。
When God created mothers, He gave mother a heart to love their children.
很多时候，他们儿女非常悖逆，那个母亲还是非常爱他们。
Even though the children are very rebellious, the mother still loves them very much.
就像上帝爱我们一样。
Just like God loves us.
因为上帝是超过性别的。
Because God transcends genders.
所以神对人的很多爱就在母亲对儿女的爱里面表达出来。
So God manifests His love through the mother's love.
我刚才看他们两个小女孩在表演的那个歌里面，我一看啊。
When I saw the lyrics to the song that the girls dance to.
它的英文是 You raise up.
In English it says You raise me up.
我以为是讲到妈妈把小孩养大。
I thought it was the mother raising the kids.
所以我就翻成你抚养我长大。
And that's right, in the Chinese race translation it seems like it's the mother who raised them up.
后来我一看内容不是那么回事。
But when I look at the content, the song, it wasn't that.
但是不管怎么样。
And no matter what.
讲到这个人好像神把他拉起来。
It's talking about God raised this person up.
我想母亲们也是把我们拉起来。
And our mother also raised us up.
我就想祝福在座的每一个母亲。
I want to bless every mother here.
你就是没有也祝福在座的每一位姊妹们。
And also bless every sister here.
如果你在你的肉体方面哈，在肉身没有儿女。
If you don't have children in the flesh.
你一样可以做母亲。
You can also be a mother.
你可以做很多人的属灵的母亲。
You can be a spiritual mother to many.
我们不需要那么的限制在这里。
We don't have to be limited to a mother for the children in flesh.
所以我说，不管你是母亲或者姊妹，我求神祝福你。
So no matter you a mother or a sister, may the Lord bless you.
求神给你平安。
May the Lord give you peace.
一个人一定要有平安。
We need to have peace.
平安就是自己里面有一个和谐的状态。
Peace is that inside of us we have harmony.
Amen.
Amen.
你必须要接纳你自己。
You need to accept yourself.
你就会有平安。
And you will have peace.
在希伯来文有一个字叫做 shalom.
In Hebrew word, there's a Hebrew word called shalom.
我们把它翻成平安。
And that means peace.
但是 shalom 的意思比平安更多。
But the word shalom means more than peace.
Shalom 的意思是所有的福气。
Shalom means all the blessings.
我是跟今天在座的所有的姊妹跟母亲们说 Shalom to you.
So I want to say shalom to all the mothers and sisters.
所有的福气都临到你身上。
All the blessings come upon you.
有的母亲说我现在最需要的是要健康。
Some mother said what I need the most is health.
求神的健康赐给你。
May the Lord give you health.
但是你要从心里说我接受。
But you have to receive it from your heart.
我们很多时候东方人或华人呢，就是有一个不好的习惯。
So the Asians or Chinese has a very bad habit.
就是人家称赞你的时候。
Now when people praise you.
人家祝福你的时候。
When people bless you.
你说没有没有没有。
He said no.
哎呀，不敢当不敢当。
No.
我们这样是不对的。
That's not right.
我们要说奉主耶稣的名，我接受。
We should say, I receive it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
人家说，哎呀，你菜做的这么好，哎呀，没有，我做
了， hey,
我做的很差很差。
Somebody praise you. Oh, you cook very well. Say, oh, no, I did a very bad job.
所以你就把那个咒诅都带到你身上。
So you bring a curse upon you.
因为你本来做的很好的。
Because you did a great job in cooking.
然后你说做的很差很差。
And you say it's very bad.
所以你耳朵听到的就是很差很差。
So your ear just hear it's really bad.
Amen.
Amen.
我知道这是文化上的操练。
I know it's a cultural practice.
因为我们觉得我们要谦卑。
Because we feel that we need to be humble.
但是这不合天国文化。
But this does not belong to kingdom culture.
Amen.
Amen.
如果以后有人称赞你的时候。
So someday, when people praise you.
你就说感谢主。
You say,Thank the Lord.
他让我做菜做的是不错。
He let me cook well.
Amen.
Amen.
有人说你很会带敬拜赞美。
Some people say, oh, you lead the worships very well.
说感谢赞美主。
You say, thank the Lord.
神赐给我这个恩赐。
The Lord gave me the gift.
有人跟你说鼓打得很好。
Some people say you dance very well.
No.
Or you disciple very well.
No. Drum.
Oh, you play drum very well.I thought you said 胡导哦、oh, 打鼓
你说感谢主
You say praise the Lord
神让我打鼓打得很好
The Lord let me be the drum very well
你也可以鼓打得很好
So you can play drum very well too
Amen
Amen
我们必须要学习天国文化
We need to learn to have the kingdom culture
要超越世界上文化的限制
We need to
go beyond
theearthly culture's limitations
所以我就祝福所有的姊妹们
So I bless every sister here
所有的妈妈们
Every mother here
Shalom to you.
Shalom to you.
所有的祝福临到你们身
上。All the blessings come upon you.
你们要说 Amen.
And say Amen.
接受这个。
Receive it by saying Amen.
你凭着信心接受，这就到你的身上。
Receive by faith and blessing will be upon you.
对不对？
Amen.
相信这边当中的姊妹，这些母亲们，你有很多的困扰，很多的挑战，你需要神的祝福。
I know many mothers and sisters here have many challenges, and you need God's blessing.
今天早上
This morning,
我们要来从一个母亲的一生来学习
We want to learn from a mother's life
我们要学习怎么样成为一个合神心意的女人跟男人
We want to learn how to be a man and woman after God's own heart
这个母亲是谁呢
Who is this mother?
她就是玛利亚
She is Mary
她是耶稣肉身的母亲
She is the mother of Jesus when he was in the flesh
在2015年前，玛利亚生在今天的巴勒斯坦加利利地区的拿撒勒城。
Okay, over 2015 years ago, that Mary was born in a place called Galilee in the city of Nazareth in today's Palestine.
她爸爸叫做 Joachim,
and her father's name is called Joachim.
妈妈叫做 Anne,
and her mother's name is Anne.
他们两个在年纪大的时候就生了玛利亚。
They gave birth to Mary when they were in the older age.
玛利亚是属于犹大支派的。
Mary belongs to the tribe of Judah.
她是大卫的后代。
She's the descendant of King David.
所以你可以讲她是王族的后代。
She is a royalty.
我就想问大家一个问题。
I want to ask everyone a question.
这个玛利亚。拿撒勒的玛利亚为什么她会很有名啊
？Why this Mary Nazareth?It's very famous.
答案很简单了。
The answer is simple.
因为她是谁的妈妈
？Who is the? She's the mother of who?
这个是
Jesus.
母以子贵啊。Mother become famous because son.
She became famous because of her son.
如果她的儿子不是耶稣的话
，If her son is not Jesus,
所以没有人会知道她。
Nobody would have known her.
是不是啊？所以她生了一个非常重要的儿子。
So she gave birth to a very important son.
我们也知道玛利亚是一个非常普遍的名字。
Actually, Mary is a very ordinary name.
不是普遍的
，very common name.
Popular name.
It's a common popular name.
Yeah. 从教会历史来看
，From church history.
对玛利亚的这个态度哈
，The attitudes toward Mary
有两种极端。
There are two extremes.
第一种极端就是忽略玛利亚的存在。
One extreme is ignoring her existence.
这个极端就是这些教会很少提到玛利亚的名字。
These churches hardly mention the name of Mary.
只有到什么时候你知道吗
？Until when? Do you know?
圣诞节的。
Until Christmas.
圣诞节的时候，那个教会里面就摆的这个圣诞节这个耶稣诞生的里面就有玛利亚在。
So during Christmas, and all churches.Churches display nativity scenes of Mary's in there.
然后呢，牧师啊，带大家念圣经，就念到玛利亚的名字。
So pastor led the congregation in scripture reading, and when we read about Mary.
这是一种极端。
That's one extreme.
另外还有一种极端。
Another extreme.
就是神化玛利亚。
Is that people deify Mary?
认为她是生了神的儿子。
That believe that she gave birth to God's son.
所以她是。神的母亲
So she is God's mother.
Mother of God.
She's the mother of God.
That's very important. Mother of God. 不是 other way around. That's a doctrine. 所以在这个极端里面
So in these extremes,
不但要对主耶稣祷告
Not only to pray to Jesus,
还要对主耶稣的妈妈玛利亚祷告
And you also need to pray to the mother of Jesus, Maria,
这一点 Mary. 这一点对中国人讲得蛮有道理的
This is very logical to the Chinese mind.
因为他说如果你对这个耶稣的妈妈祷告
If you pray to Jesus' mother,
Mary, 他听了很同意
And she agrees what you are praying about.
她就会对耶稣讲。
And she would tell Jesus.
赶快成就吧。
Please fulfill this prayer request.
耶稣因为受到妈妈的压力。
And because Jesus was subjected to the mother's pressure.
她就会答应，很快成就。
And he will answer the prayer.
请问对不对啊
？Is this right?
No.
啊？你怎么知道 no 呢
？How do you know it's no?
哦，人。
That's man's thinking.
对，这个姊妹对圣经有认识。
This sister knows the scripture.
你在一个很好的教会里面长大。
You grew up in a very good church.
你的牧师教导的不错。
Your pastor taught you right.
这其实是一个人的一个自己的一个联想。
Actually, this is a man's thinking.
天主教啊，东正教啊，还有安克利教啊，还有路德宗，他们都相信这个立场。
So the denomination, the Catholics, the Anglicans, the Lutherans, and the Eastern Orthodox, that they all believe this.
因为他们对神不认识。
Because they don't know God.
神是三位一体的真神。
God is a triune God.
是圣父。
God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit.
我现在讲的非常重要。
What I'm saying is very important right now.
非常重要。
Very important.
神是三位一体的真神。
God is a triune God.
他有圣父、圣子、圣灵。
It's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
三个位格，但是一个神。
Three persons, but one God.
当圣子耶稣还没有诞生之前
，Before Jesus was became flesh, born into the world.
还没有成为道成肉身之前
，Before he came as a, in the flesh as a man.
他就存在了。
He existed.
他不是玛利亚生出来才存在啊。
He didn't exist after Mary gave him birth.
他在玛利亚还没有生他以前，他就已经存在了。
He already existed before Mary gave him birth.
所以没有上帝的妈妈这个事情。
So there's no such thing as the mother of God.
玛利亚是神所拣选的一个器皿。
Mary is a chosen God's chosen vessel.
上帝在世上拣选一个女子，成为他儿子道成肉身的母亲。
So God chose a young woman to be the mother for Jesus, His Son, to come through.
这很难翻译的，你们要仔细听。所以他就选到玛利亚。
So he chose Mary.
他是神的一个器皿。
He is God's vessel.
他生下来的时候，他成为。神的儿子道成肉身的母亲，肉身的母亲。
So he became a mother for Jesus Christ when he came as in the flesh as a man.
所以玛利亚跟你跟我一样，在神面前是同样的地位。
So before God, you and me and Mary are on the same status.
玛利亚没有比你高一点。
Mary is not higher than you.
也没有比你。
And she's not below you.
但是玛利亚是一个非常特别的人。
But Mary is a very special person.
她特别不是因为她是耶稣的妈妈。
She's not special because she was the mother of Jesus.
她特别是因为她这一生的信仰跟她的品格。
She was special because of her character and faith.
今天早上我们要从她来学习。
This morning we want to learn from her.
怎么样成为一个合神心意的人
？How to be a person after God's own heart.
玛利亚是一个合神心意的人。
Mary is a woman after God's own heart.
我们先来读一段经文。
Let's read a portion of the scripture.
这经文是讲到神的天使向她显现。告诉他要成为耶稣的母亲。
This is a scripture when the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary and announced to her that she will be the mother of the Son of God.
路加福音第一章二十六到三十八节。
It's in Luke 1,
chapter
26 to 38.
我们一起来念好吗
？Let's read it together.
用你的English or Mandarin 都可以。
Read it in your own language.
好，一起来。到了第六个月，天使加百列奉神的差遣。往加利的一座城去，这城名叫拿撒勒。到了一个童女那里，是已经许配大卫家的一个人，名叫约瑟，童女的名字叫玛利亚。天使进去对他说：“蒙大恩的女子，我问你安，主和你同在。”玛利亚因这话就很惊慌，又反复思想这样问安是什么。天使对他说：“玛利亚，不要怕。”你在神面前已经蒙恩了，你要怀孕生子，可以给他起名叫耶稣，他要为大，称为至高者的儿子，主神要把他主大卫的位给他，他要做雅各的家，直到永远，他的国也没有穷尽。玛利亚对天使说：“我没有出嫁，怎么有这事呢？”天使回答说：“身上。”至高者能力要应聘你，必称为神的儿子。况且你的亲戚以利沙伯年老的时候也怀了男胎，就是那素来称为不生育的，现在有孕六个月了。因为出于神的话，没有一句不带能力。玛利亚说：“我是主的使女，情愿照你话成就在我身上。”天使就离开他去。我们再次祷告好吗
？Let's pray again.
主耶稣，求你恩待我们。
Dear Lord, may you lead us.
求你的灵来光照我们。
May your spirit come and enlighten us.
启示我们。
Reveal to us.
能明白真理。
May you give us revelation to understand your truth.
真理使我们得自由。
And the truth shall set us free.
奉主耶稣的名求。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们看看。玛利亚的一生哈
，Let's look at the life of Mary.
特别是刚才那段经文
，Especially in the portion of the scripture that we just read.
因为刚才那段经文就是上帝给玛利亚的一个使命。
The scripture we just read is the calling and destiny of Mary.
因为上帝给玛利亚这个使命，所以玛利亚变得那么有名。
Because God gave her this destiny mission that she became very famous.
这是一个很不容易的使命。
This is not a very easy mission.
我们从玛利亚的一生跟刚才那段经文看到，玛利亚这一生的特点就是她遵行神的旨意。
We see that Mary obeys God's will.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
朋友们
，Friends，
你这一生有没有遵行神的旨意
？In your life, are you fulfilling God's mission in your life?
Obey God's will.
Are you obeying God's will?
你知道神的旨意吗
？Do you know God's will？
你知道你现在在湾区是神的旨意吗
？Do you know that it's God's will for you to be in the Bay Area？
你知道你现在来美国是神的旨意吗
？You come to the U.S. Is this God's will？
我常常问人这个问题啊。
I often ask people this question。
你现在为什么在这里啊
？Why are you here today？
你现在为什么做这个
？Why are you doing this today？
说你挺烦的，问这么多。
And you said you're very annoying. You ask too much.
No.这个非常
no.
这个非常重要。
No, this is very important.
如果你是行在神的旨意里面
，If you are in walking God's will，
神会与你同在。
God will be with you.
Amen.
Amen.
玛利亚是一个顺遵行神的旨意的。
Mary is a woman that obey God's will.
一个人是否遵行神的旨意
？When a person obeys God's will,
or not.
Or not.
不是从行动，不是从嘴巴来讲的。
It's not a lip service.
是看他的行动。
It's expressing her actions.
Amen.
Amen.
一个人他真正遵从神，是否遵从神，不是他嘴巴讲什么。
So you can tell a person that person is following God's will, not by what that person says. But
一个人可能他对圣经很熟。
Maybe a person is very familiar with the Bible.
可是他的生活行为不是照圣经的标准。
But his life does not follow God's word.
你知道他不是遵行神的旨意。
You know that person is not following God's will.
玛利亚是一个遵行神旨意的人。
Mary is a woman that obeys God's will.
玛利亚许配给约瑟。
Mary was betrothed to Joseph.
她年纪很轻。
She was very young.
好像是 teenager 的年龄。
She was a teenager.
还没有出嫁。
Was not married yet.
怎么可以怀孕呢？
How can she be married without marriage at that time?
神差遣来的天使叫加百列。
So God sent to her an angel named Gabriel.
他说圣灵临到你身上。
He said to her that the Holy Spirit will come upon you.
至高者的能力要应聘你。
And the power of the Most High will overshadow you.
因此所要生的圣者必称为神的儿子。
So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God.
好，我现在请所有的姊妹们看我啊，你不要。
Okay, all the sisters, look at me.
你是姊妹。
You are a sister.
今天有一个人出现了。
So a person appeared to you.
他说我是加百列。
And he said to you, I am Gabriel.
我是上帝派来的天使。
I am an angel sent by God.
我要跟你讲，有一个任务。
I want to tell you, you have a mission.
神的这个恩典临到你。
God's favor has come upon you.
圣灵要临到你身上。
And the Holy Spirit is going to come on you.
你要怀孕。
You're going to get pregnant.
要生一个孩子。
You're going to give birth to a son.
至高者的儿子。
And he is the son of the Most High.
假如说你只有14岁。
Pretend or imagine you're only 14 years old.
你还没结婚。
And you have not married yet.
只有订婚而已。
You are engaged.
我就想问你。
I want to ask you.
你听到有一个所谓的天使来跟你这样讲，你的感觉怎么样？
How would you feel when you heard that an angel came to you and said all this to you?
我现在要问姊妹，因为这是一个女人。
I just want to ask the sister.
你们的反应怎么样？问这
边。What's your reaction response? How would you feel?
有多少人说哈利路亚赞美主？
How many people would say hallelujah praise the Lord?
终于选到我了。
That I am chosen.
你不是姊妹啊，害怕。还有呢，你会不会说，哎，请你出示下你的 ID， 我怎么知道，我怎么知道你是加百列？
Please show me your ID.
我怎么知道你是上帝派来的？
How do I know you are sent from God?
是不是可怕？还有呢，还有更多，我要你们了解玛利亚的感受。
I want you to feel how Mary felt.
Cici, 如果你是玛利亚，你感觉怎么样？你怎么反应？
If you're Mary, how would you feel?
他刚才说觉得很可怕，还有呢？很恐惧。
Terrifying.
啊？我知道很复杂，是什么？
I think I will have a complicated feeling.
什么复杂法？里面是什么心情？
Well, what kind of complicated feelings?
你可以讲啊，每一个人都可以讲。怀疑，还有。
Disbelief.
不可思议。
Impossible.
都在我的讲义里面，我都写不可思议。
I probably will have insomnia. I cannot fall asleep.
我天天才刚开始而已，才第一天讲。还有没有呢？人家怎么想我这个
？I will think what are other people going to think about me?
有多少姊妹在这里会顺服的？举手。
How many of you will be obedient? Say yes, Lord. Let it be.
不敢顺服。
Scared to be obedient is too terrifying.
我想这是一个 mission impossible， 是吧？
So this is a mission impossible.
所以圣经上讲，
So the Bible says，
是神自己亲口讲的。
And this is the words from the Lord himself.
在以赛亚书，
In Isaiah，
神说我的意念高过你的意念。
He said my ways are higher than your ways.
我的道路高过你的道路。
My thoughts are higher than your thoughts.
天怎么样高过地？
It's that heaven's higher than the earth.
我的意念道路同样高过人的意念道路。
My thoughts and ways are higher than man's ways and thoughts.
很多时候
，Many times，
我们以为我们遵行神的旨意
，A lot of time we thought we are following God's will，
就会一帆风顺
，And that should be everything will be smooth。
所有的事情都是照你所计划的成就。
So everything will be fulfilled according to your plan.
那你就错了。
You are wrong.
你就大大的错了。
You will be wrong.
很多时候神的旨意不一定照你所想的。
Another time, God's way and thoughts are not necessary according to what you thought.
所以玛利亚不真是不简单。
So it's not easy for Mary.
不是因为她是生了耶稣，她不简单。
Not because she gave birth to Jesus that it's not.
我觉得是因为她对神的顺服，所以神拣选她。
Because she was obedient, that's why God chose her.
她从心里遵从神。
From her heart, she honors God.
一个人尊不尊从神。
A person honor or not honoring God?
从外面看不出来。
You cannot tell from the outside.
都可以喊哈利路亚。
Everybody can say hallelujah.
都可以讲主导文。
Everybody can recite Lord's Prayer.
一个人尊不尊从神。
When a person obey or not obeying God.
在困难的时候就看出来。
You can tell when in difficult situations.
玛利亚说我是主的使女。
Mary said, I'm the Lord's servant.
情愿照你的话成就在我的身上。
May your will be done in my life.
玛利亚是一个遵从神旨意的女人。
Mary is a woman that obeys God's word.
这真是不容易的事。
This is not easy.
她可能只有14岁。
Maybe she's just only 14 years old.
或者15岁。
Or 15.
因为根据犹太人那个许配的年龄就是那个年龄。
Because according to Jewish culture, they get betrothed around that age.
玛利亚的第二个特色是她愿意为了神的国度而牺牲。
The second characteristic of Mary is that she's willing to sacrifice for God's kingdom.
当一个那么年轻的女孩还没有结婚就怀孕，她要面对什么呢？
So what is a woman to face? I mean, when a woman is still single, not married, and she got pregnant. What is she going to face?
她面对人的侮辱、笑骂，人们认定玛利亚有婚前性行为是淫乱。
So people is going to ridicule her, be critical, judgmental toward her, and they will say that she commit fornication, having premarital sex.
照律法是要被石头打死。
According to the Jewish law, she is to be stoned to death.
她的未婚夫约瑟知道这个危险性。
So her fiance saw the danger of this.
Joseph, 要讲 name, 那很重要。她的未婚夫约瑟知道这个危险。
So her fiance Joseph saw the danger of this.
约瑟的心很好。
Joseph has a very good heart.
他不愿意让玛利亚难堪危险，他就暗暗的就要把她休了。
So she doesn't want Mary to be ridiculed and to face the danger of being stoned to death. So he decided to cancel the engagement secretly.
但是神就在梦中向约瑟显现。
Yeah, but God spoke to Joseph through a dream.
上帝跟他解释。
God explained to him.
叫他把玛利亚娶过来。
He said, "Don't worry. Continue to." To marry her.
所以玛利亚为了遵行神的旨意。
So Mary, because she wanted to obey God's will.
她是要牺牲的。
She need to sacrifice.
她要付出很大的代价。
She need to pay a big price.
她可能会被打死。
There's potential that she can be stoned to death.
你说牧师她不会啦。
You said, Pastor, she won't be.
上帝会保护她。
She won't die. God will protect her.
那这个在玛利亚看很难讲。
But it's hard to say I'm married.
对不对？一个15岁、14岁的女孩
14-15-year-old girl.
突然肚子就大起来了。
And her stomach is showing big.
怎么回事啊？
And people say, hey, what happened?
圣灵感孕。
The Holy Spirit impregnated me.
我要生一个儿子。
I'm going to give birth to a son.
他是至高者的儿子。
He's the son of the Most High.
他的名字叫做耶稣。
And his name shall be called Jesus.
他有极大的权柄。
And he has great authority.
你想那些 authority 听到怎么感觉啊？
What do you think those people hear about that?
拖出去用石头打死。
Take her out and stone her to death.
犯了奸淫罪还胡说八道。
She committed a fornication and she's still speaking nonsense.
是不是这样啊？
Is that right?
你听起来好笑，如果是发在你身上不得了啊。
You think it's funny, but what happens if it happens in your life?
这边来一个是，我是天使加百列。
Here comes the angel say, I'm angel Gabriel.
这是上帝来最高旨意的，这加百列都来讲了，那这边是人说你是搞什么东西？
And the other side, people say, "What's going on with you?"
很不容易啊。
It's not easy.
很困苦的。
It's very hard.
但是玛利亚她愿意。
Mary is willing to go through all this.
因为她是一个 合神心意的人。
Because she is a woman after God's own heart.
就讲到第三点。
So come to the third point.
玛利亚对神有很大的信心。
Mary has great faith in God.
天使加百列向玛利亚显现的时候，他两次对她说，她是蒙了神的大恩。
So twice Angel Gabriel said to Mary that you are God's favorite one.
弟兄们，弟兄姊妹们，仔细听这个。
Brother and sister, listen to this carefully.
所有的妈妈们，仔细听这个。
Listen to this carefully, mothers.
玛利亚在人看来，如果她未婚就怀孕，在神看来是蒙了大恩呢。
In the men's eyes, Mary, got pregnant before marriage is a bad thing, but in God's eyes, it's a great blessing.
听到没有？所有的妈妈们。
All the mothers.
你现在可能面对很大的困难。
Maybe you're facing a lot of problems.
可是在神看来
But in, from God's perspective,
上帝是让你蒙大恩啊。
God is going to give you great blessing through it all.
对一个年轻的女孩还没有结婚就怀孕是什么大恩啊。
How can it be a blessing to a wet young mother?
但是神说因为你要完成一个使命。
But God said because you're going to accomplish a mission.
玛利亚开始也不是很懂。
Initially, Mary didn't quite understand.
他说：“我没有出嫁，怎么能有这样的事呢
？”I'm not married. How can this happen to me?
那个天使加百列还不错，他还解释给他听。
Angel Gabriel continued to explain to her.
他说：“你的亲戚伊丽莎伯年纪老迈，她本来都不会生小孩的，她现在也怀孕了。
Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month.
而且怀孕是六个月了。
She conceived 6 months already.
然后天使就讲了，加百列讲了一句很重要的话。
And Gabriel said a very important sentence.
因为出于神的话，没有一句不带能力的。
He said, "For no word from God will ever fail."
弟兄姊妹们，这是最重要的。
Brother and sister, this is the most important.
当神的旨意临到你的时候
，When God's will come upon you，
神很清楚跟你讲这事情的时候
，When God said to you clearly，
一定会实现。
It will be fulfilled.
Amen.
Amen.
不是不一定。
那 maybe will be fulfilled.
所以在这之后，玛利亚就接受这个任务了。
So after this, Mary accepted her mission.
她说：“我是主的使女。”
She said, "I am the Lord's servant."
我愿意让主的事情成就。
May your word to me be fulfilled.
她在路加福音第一章46-49节，她就开始称颂主：“我心尊主为大，我灵以神我的救主为乐。”
So in Luke 1:46-55, she started to sing her song. She said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. And for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed."
一个合神心意的人是对神有信心的。
So a person who is after God's own heart has faith toward God.
我要跟大家解释一下什么叫做对神有信心。
I want to explain to you what does it mean to have faith toward God.
有的人得了癌症。
Some people got cancer.
我去看他。
And I went to visit him.
我说你觉得怎么样？
I said, "How do you feel?"
他说我有信心。
He said, "I have faith."
我说你的信心是什么信心？
What kind of faith do you have?
我的信心就是相信我会得医治。
I have the faith that I will be healed.
那我说你凭什么相信你会得医治
？And how do you, I said, how do you know that you will be healed?
他说我就是相信，我相信我会得医治。
I just believe that I will be healed.
这不是信心。
This is not faith.
他的信心是根据他的信心。
Because his faith is based upon his own faith.
他的信心是建立他有信心的信心。
His faith is upon his own faith.
但是这是空的。
But this is empty faith.
Amen.
Amen.
这不是玛利亚的信心。
This is not Mary's faith.
玛利亚的信心是根据神的启示，加百列天使所说的话。
Mary's faith is based on the angel's proclamation.
弟兄姊妹，这个非常重要。
Brothers and sisters, this is very important.
你今天要去做什么事情
？Today, when you are going to go do something.
我们在这边建立荣耀的教会。
Here we're going to establish a glorious church.
在 Richmond Annex.
In the Richmond Annex.
不是很容易的地方。
It's not easy place.
我们凭什么在这里做？
Why are we here to do this?
How can we do this here? 你说我们有信心。
You said we have faith.
我们对田牧师有信心。
We have faith toward Joseph, Pastor Joseph.
完蛋了，
That'll be big trouble, very big trouble.
你看他都咳嗽了。
Somehow we're coughing over those words.
我们有信心是因为神带领我们来这里。
We have faith because God led us here.
我们找了七个月都没有地方去。
We searched for 7 months and we didn't find a place.
七天神就搞定。
And in 7 days, God gave us this place.
Amen.
Amen.
还有很多的故事。
We still have many stories to tell.
证实这件事情。
To verify this.
我们的信心是建立在神的话语上。
Our faith is based upon the word of God.
我们找到这个 building 之前，神跟我说：“我的意念非同你的意念，我的道路非同你的道路。天怎么样高过地，我的意念道路都高过你们的意念。”
Before we found this place, the Lord said, "My ways are higher than your ways. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. As the heavens higher than the earth, so are my ways and thoughts higher than your ways and thoughts."
Amen. 我们的信心是建立在神的应许上面。
Our faith is based on God's promises.
是建立在神的话语上面。
It's based on God's word.
不是建立在我的感情上面。
It's not based upon my feelings.
不是建立在我的分析上面。
It's not based upon my own interpretations.
也不是建立在环境上面。
And it's not based upon circumstances.
Amen.
Amen.
很多人说
Many people said,
我今天很有信心。
Today I have faith.
我说你为什么有信心？
How do you have faith?
我感觉良好。
Because I feel good.
今天天气是不错。
Hey, today the weather is good.
所以我感觉良好。
So I feel good.
我信心很强。
My faith is strong.
这种信心很危险的。
This type of faith is very dangerous.
那如果今天刮风下雨怎么办呢？
What happened today has rainy and stormy.
还打雷嘞。
And has thunders.
交通阻塞。
And has traffic jams.
我今天这个下雪怎么办呢？
How about it snow today?
这不会下雪。我们的信心不是靠外在的。
Our faith is not based on external circumstances.
也不是你的感觉。
It's not based on your feelings.
感觉有时候是很有欺骗性的。
Because sometimes feelings can be very deceptive.
Amen.
Amen.
所以一个合神心意的人。
So a person after God's own heart.
他必须要有信心对神。
He needs to have faith toward God.
一个人如果对神有信心，
If a person has faith toward God,
他必须要认识神的话语应许了什么。
This person needs to know God's word and His promises.
第四点，我们看到玛利亚她为什么是一个合神心意的人。
Fourthly, let's see why Mary is a woman after God's own heart.
因为她很有智慧。
Because she has wisdom.
我常常在想，
Often I thought,
做耶稣的妈妈很难呢。
It's hard to be Jesus' mother.
我再问问姊妹们，你们有没有想过这问题？
I want to ask the sisters. Have you ever think about this question?
你的儿子是神的儿子。
Think about your son is God's son.
他又是你的儿子。
He's also your son.
又是神的儿子。
And he's God's son.
那他什么时候是我的儿子呢？
So at what time is he my son?
那他什么时候是神的儿子呢？
And at what time is he?
你有没有想到这个问题？
Have you thought about that?
我很感谢主让我准备这个信息。
I thank the Lord when I prepared this message.
让我想到这个问题。
Let me think about this.
主耶稣还小的时候。
When Jesus was small.
他可能什么都听他妈妈的。
Maybe he listened to his mother.
他就慢慢大了。
And as gradually he grew up.
所以他十二岁的时候。
And when he was 12.
跟爸爸妈妈到圣殿里面去。
He went to the temple with his parents.
然后那个是一个节期。
And it was during a festival.
节期完了，爸爸妈妈就带。以为带着耶稣就回家了。
So after the festival, they thought they brought Jesus home.
他们走了一天路以后。
But after one day's travel,
他们说 ，Jesus 叫耶稣，耶稣。
And they realized, where's Jesus? Jesus, Jesus.
没有人反应。
Nobody responded.
哎呦，掉了。
Oh no, we lost him.
后来他们找了三天。
And they searched for 3 days.
在耶路撒冷的圣殿里面看到耶稣坐在那里。
And they found him in the Jerusalem's temple. And he was sitting there.
耶稣在跟那些文士里面交谈。
And he was talking with the teacher of the law.
你知道玛利亚怎么反应吗？
You know how Mary responded?
她说：“儿啊，
Son,
你怎么干这种事啊？
Why have you treated us like this?
你让我老爸，你的老爸跟我伤心找你三天了，你怎么在这里啊？
Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you. How can you do this to us?
你知道耶稣怎么说吗？
You know how Jesus responded?
耶稣说：岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗？
Why were you searching for me? Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?
我想请问你，如果你是玛利亚，你怎么反应？
If you are Mary, how would you respond?
有没有人会打他耳光的？
Do you think you would slap his face?
对，这是真实反应。找了三天三夜啊。
Yeah, search for him for 3 days and 3 nights.
也不 text 我一下。
And he didn't even text me.
如果你是他的妈妈，
if you were his mother,
是不是很急啊？
Wouldn't you be very anxious?
那耶稣说，我岂不以我天父的事为念吗？
Wouldn't I be going about my father's business?
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
圣经上说，在那事以后，
after that,
耶稣都顺服他的父母，就乖乖地回家，他一直顺服到底。
So after that, Jesus was very obedient to them.
一直回到家。
Until they got home.
回到家以后还是顺服。
And continue to be obedient.
但是圣经上讲，圣经上说。
But the Bible says.
玛利亚就把这一切事情存记在心里面。
Mary, his mother, treasured all these things in her heart.
反复的思想。
It's a different way of thinking.
不是 different way， 反复的思想。Meditate continually.
She meditated about this continually.
很不容易啊。
Not easy.
我觉得做耶稣妈的很不容易。
I think it's not easy to be Jesus' mother.
喂奶的时候。
When you're breastfeeding him.
他是上帝的儿子。
He is the son of God.
也是我的儿子。
And it's also my son.
想想这个。
Think about this.
一生都不容易。
It's not easy for her whole life.
真的不容易。
Not easy.
是不是？
Right?
但是他很有智慧。
But she has wisdom.
我不晓得他那天如果打耶稣一耳光。
I wonder if she slapped Jesus.
我不知道耶稣要怎么反应。
I wonder how Jesus is going to respond.
这都是假设性的。
This is all hypothetical.
后来耶稣开始服侍了。
So when Jesus started serving.
玛利亚大概人缘不错，蛮有名的。
I think Mary probably very popular.
在迦南那边有一个婚宴。
So there was a wedding in Canaan.
玛利亚的妈玛利亚被邀请去了。
So Mary was invited to the wedding.
玛利亚也把耶稣带去。
And Mary took Jesus along with him.
耶稣就把十二个门徒也带去。
So Jesus took the 12 disciples with him too.
你要请耶稣吃饭。
So when you want to invite Jesus for dinner,
你要想清楚。
You have to think clearly.
你要耶稣一个人。
When you invite Jesus one person,
就来十三个人。
It will come 13 of them.
很大的开支。
It's a big cost.
所以玛利亚去参加那个婚礼。
So Mary attended the wedding.
那耶稣跟十二门徒也去了。
So Jesus and his 12 disciples went too.
婚礼都进行得很顺利。
So everything was going well at the wedding reception.
只是有个问题。
But there's only one problem.
婚礼进行到中间就没有酒了。
At the middle of the reception, the wine ran out.
这个对犹太人来讲，这是不得了的事情。
To Jewish people, this is very embarrassing.
怎么会酒不够呢？
How can it be that there's not enough wine?
对中国人来讲，就是开一个婚宴。
Just to Chinese people, they have a wedding reception.
婚礼进行到一半。
To the middle of the reception.
菜不够了。
There's not enough food.
我想那个夫妻那对新人将来要离婚了。
I think that bride and groom one day will be divorced.
那个丈夫跟太太两边的家长要打架。
The parents of both sides will be fighting.
很惨的事情。
It's an awful situation.
那个解经家说，玛利亚可能跟这个新郎或新娘是很深的关系的。
According to
commentators,
Mary is very close to the bride and bridegrooms.
所以他们就赶快告诉玛利亚。
So they tell Mary immediately.
玛利亚就赶快怎么样
？So what did Mary do immediately?
啊？他现在找神的儿子。
So she went to look for the son of God.
现在不只是他的儿子，是神的儿子。
Not only her son, but son of God.
他去跟耶稣说。
So she went to tell Jesus.
他怎么说啊
？What did she say?
他怎么说？我要看圣经啊。他说他们酒都没有了，用完了。
Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine."
那主耶稣怎么说
？And how did Jesus reply?
他说：“妇人，你为什么这与我？你为什么要把这个事情告诉我呢
？”Woman, why do you involve me?
我要解释一下，很多中国人读了这段圣经，我说慕道友看了就很生气，说耶稣没大没小，一点都不尊重母亲。
So when those Chinese people when they read this passage, they say call her mother woman. They say, how come he doesn't honor her mother? His mother, he call him.
这个在犹太人的规矩是很
call her woman
非常正常，没有完全不是不尊重。
Actually, this is very normal in Jewish culture. It's nothing to do with.Dishonoring by calling her woman.
然后主耶稣说， 妇人，你为什么让把这事告诉我呢？我的时刻还没有到。你看，他又现在变成上帝儿子的这个。
So Jesus replied, "Woman, why do you involve me? My hour has not yet come." So his position is as the Son of God.
玛利亚非常有智慧。
Mary really was wise here.
没有说，哎呀，你怎么又这样子？哎呀，不跟你玩，你这儿子怎么这样子？我们这大危机啊！你这个不救啊，我们这个婚姻就没了，整个垮掉了。
So Mary didn't get mad at Jesus for saying that. She said, "What are you saying? If we don't do something, now this marriage might collapse."
那个玛利亚非常聪明啊。
So Mary was very smart.
跟那些仆人说，他跟你讲什么，你就做什么。
So the Mary said to the servant, "Do whatever he tells you."
不要问，只要做。
Don't ask, just do it.
是不是啊？后来主耶稣做了没有？
So did Jesus do something about it?
因为他说我的时刻没有到，是玛利亚跟他讲的时候时刻没有到嘛。
Jesus said, "My hour has not yet come." It's at that moment his hour has not come when Mary asked.
但是玛利亚讲完了，过了一段时间，时刻就到了。
But after Mary said it, the time was here, and he did it.
所以他就把那些洁净的那些石缸的水，通通都装满了。
So he had a servant fill up 6 stone water jars.
然后把那个水舀出来出去就变酒了。
And when they take the water out, it became wine.
然后那个 wedding manager 一喝人的酒说，怎么有这样的事情呢？人家都是把好酒先拿出来，都喝了差不多，后来再把烂的酒拿出来，你怎么把好酒留到最后面呢？
So the wine manager was really surprised. Everyone brings out the choice wine first and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink, but you have saved the best till now.
你看这个作者多会写啊，他就是说主耶稣变的酒是最好的酒。
And so the writer said, Jesus turned the water into wine, that this one is the best wine.
圣经上说这是主耶稣所行的第一个神迹。
And this is the first miracle that Jesus had performed.
然后他的门徒就相信了他。
So his disciples believed in him.
请问是谁邀请主耶稣行神迹啊？
Who asked Jesus to perform the miracle?
玛利亚。
It's Mary, his mother.
因为是玛利亚邀请他去的。
It's Mary who invited Jesus to this wedding.
所以你下次去参加婚礼。
So next time when you attend a wedding,
一定要邀请主耶稣去。
You have to invite Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
万一酒不够了。
Just in case there's not enough wine.
你可以跟他讲。
You can let Jesus know.
耶稣现在是借着圣灵在那里。Amen.
Now, at our current age, Jesus will be there through the Holy Spirit.
我觉得我们看到玛利亚是很有智慧的。
So we see that Mary is a woman of wisdom.
她当她看到主耶稣，她讲出来的话是在以神的儿子身份的时候，她不勉强他。
So when she is talking to Jesus as the Son of God, she does not impose herself or wishes on him.
圣经上说，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
The scripture say the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
当你敬畏神的时候，
when you fear the Lord,
你就有智慧。
You will have wisdom.
When you honor God, you will have wisdom. Amen. 你看到玛利亚她 honor Jesus.
You see that Mary honored God or Jesus.
我知道是很不容易的 honor.
I know it's not easy to honor.
最后我们看到玛利亚热爱耶稣。
And finally, we see that Jesus loves
Mary. Mary
loves Jesus.
她也跟随耶稣跟到底。
She loves Jesus deeply and follows Jesus all the way.
你们要仔细听这段。
You need to listen to this part carefully.
非常重要。
This is very important.
玛利亚爱耶稣，在肉身来讲，当然这是她的儿子。
Of course, Mary loved Jesus because it's her son in the flesh.
一个正常的母亲都非常爱他们的儿女。
A normal mother usually love their kids very much.
我想正常的
哈。Normal.
现在有不正常的母亲。
Normally. Right now we have abnormal mothers too.
杀儿女的。
Who kills their children?
但是玛利亚爱耶稣，不是只有在肉身里面爱他。
She not only loved him in the flesh.
在肉身。耶稣是他的儿子。
In the flesh, Jesus was her son.
但是在灵里面，耶稣是他的主，是他的神。
But in the spirit, Jesus was her God and Lord.
这是真不容易的一件。
This is not easy.
你把他生出来。
You gave birth to him.
把换尿布。
Change his diapers.
喂奶。
Breastfed him.
然后说这是神的儿子。
And say this is the God's son.
然后越来越大。
And then he grew up.
然后他说天国近了。
And he said, "The kingdom of God is near."
你们要悔改。
You need to repent.
包含你在内，玛利亚。
Including you, Mary.
容不容易啊？
Is it easy?
她真有智慧。
She has wisdom.
她也信服了耶稣是神的儿子。
And she believed that Jesus was the Son of God.
你们有多少人知道玛利亚一直跟着耶稣啊？
Do you know Mary followed Jesus all the way?
在圣经里面，跟随耶稣有很多妇女。
In the Bible, there are many women that follow Jesus.
耶稣的妈妈是其中一个。
Jesus' mother was one of them.
因为耶稣的能力、权柄跟他的品格，让他妈妈完全信服啊。
So through Jesus' character,
authority,
and power, that Mary believed in him.
不容易啊。
It's not easy.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们最难传福音的是谁啊？
Who are the people that we are hardest to share the gospel with?
就是我们的家人。
It's our family members.
Amen.
Amen.
最难让他相信耶稣的是我们的家人。
The people hardest to believe Jesus are our family members.
请问为什么
？Do you know why?
因为我们的家人都认识我们。
Because our family see all our weaknesses.
他知道我们的真相。
They see our real self.
但是玛利亚她跟随耶稣。
But Mary followed Jesus.
第一个神迹就是玛利亚在那里让耶稣做那个神迹。
So the first miracle that Mary witnessed was at the wedding at Cana.
那三年半传道的时候，玛利亚常常跟耶稣在一起。
So for 3.5 years of Jesus' ministry, Mary was there.
耶稣最后被钉死在十字架的时候，玛利亚也在十字架旁边。
So when Jesus was nailed to the cross.Mary was at the foot of the cross.
耶稣升天之前跟他们讲说不要离开耶路撒冷，要在那边等候父所应许的。
So when, before Jesus' ascension to heaven, he told the disciples to wait in Jerusalem and wait there before the Holy Spirit comes.
玛利亚也在那里。
And Mary was there.
那个祷告会玛利亚在那里。
And when the 120 disciples were praying in the upper room,Mary was there.
当他们接受圣灵的时候
When they received the Holy Spirit,
玛利亚也被圣灵充满
And Mary was also filled by the Spirit.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
玛利亚真是我们的榜样
Mary is our example.
虽然耶稣是她的儿子
Even though Jesus was her son.
我在常常想很多人说这是我的儿子嘛
People say, oh, this is my son.
你们跟他我不需要跟啊
You can follow him, but I don't have to.
我都认识他，我照顾他的。
I know him. I took care of him.
没有我，怎么有耶稣呢
？Without me, how can you have Jesus?
这是也很多教会里面人的想法。
That's a lot of people in the church think that way.
所以他们弄了玛利亚的像啊。
So they set up an image of Mary.
他们向玛利亚的像烧香嘛。
They offer incense to Mary.
他们说没有玛利亚就没有耶稣。
No Mary, no Jesus.
你拜玛利亚，耶稣就会听话。
You worship Mary and Jesus will listen.
因为他们不认识真理。
Because they don't know the truth.
玛利亚知道。
Mary knows.
我只是神拣选我。
I just know that God chose me.
成为神降世为人肉身的母亲而已。
To be the mother of the God who became man.
我也需要重生得救。
I also need to be saved.
我也需要跟随主耶稣。
I also need to follow Jesus.
我需要做主耶稣的门徒。
I need to be Jesus' disciple.
感谢赞美主。
Praise and thank the Lord.
愿今天的信息鼓舞我们所有的母亲们。
May this today's message encourage all the mothers and sisters.
所有的姊妹们。
All the sisters.
所有的弟兄们。
All the brothers.
让我们成为一个合神心意的人。
They ask to be men and women after God's own heart.
就像玛利亚一样。
Just like Mary.
她愿意顺服神的旨意。
She's willing to be obedient to God's will.
她愿意为了神的国度而牺牲。
She was willing to sacrifice for God's kingdom.
她对神有很大的信心。
She has great faith toward God.
她很有智慧。
She has great wisdom.
有属灵的洞察力。
She has spiritual discernment.
她深爱耶稣。
She loves Jesus deeply.
跟随耶稣。
And she followed Jesus all the way.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you.
圣灵，求你对我们每一位说话。
Holy Spirit, please speak to each one of us.
借着玛利亚的一生。
May speak to us through Mary's life.
启示我们。
May you reveal to us.
愿意追随她的榜样。
May we all willing to follow her examples.
成为一个合神心意的人。
To become a man and woman after God's own heart.
在这个世代为你做见证。
And to be a witness in this time and age.
奉主耶稣名求。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.